Today's podcast is brought to you by Howie's new book, Paperboy. To order today, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Car Show.
Can you explain why you did it?
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Yes! Do you see the damage that Alec did to me? Do you see the damage? Look at my arm! Look at my legs! My legs don't work! Look at
this! Try it! I'll do you for that!
What?
Come here! What are you gonna do? Bleed on me? I'm invincible! You're a loony.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You say, Joey, you're belt buckle to shoe sole union.
What's your message to Joe Biden?
My message to Joe Biden, I haven't seen you anywhere. I hope New York turns red because we're not voting for you.
What's your message to Joe Biden?
Joe Biden, give it up.
What's it like seeing so many Republicans in Manhattan, so many Trump supporters in Manhattan? Does that surprise you?
No, not at all. It's turning now. Trump's turn again.
What's your message to Joe Biden?
F*** you.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. D.C. judge points out pervasive hypocrisy hell that's permeating every corner of the federal government. This is a column in the New York Post about it's about a judge, Anna Reyes, in the District of Columbia. She lambasted the Justice Department for instructing two lawyers in its tax division to disregard a congressional subpoena in the Hunter Biden investigation. All the while, it is as they zealously prosecute Trump officials for the very same offense. Peter Navarro has been on this show as a guest, as deep Massachusetts ties. A former Trump trade advisor is sitting in jail for defying a subpoena from Nancy Pelosi's star chamber, the January 6th committee. This is what Judge Navarro, Judge Reyes said, referring to Navarro. There's a person in jail right now because you all, meaning the Justice Department, brought a criminal lawsuit against him because he did not appear for a House subpoena. And now you guys are flouting those subpoenas. I think it's quite rich. You guys pursue criminal investigations and put people in jail for not showing up. You know, again, it's not going to do any good, but it's nice to hear somebody who has a purported position of authority. Although, unless you go along with the deep state, you really don't have any authority. But, you know, she is a U.S. District Court judge. It's good to hear her say something as truthful as that. 844-500-4242. Time now for the Chump Line.
That night, the 6th Sprinkler Battalion sat in readiness, knowing if the freeze warning did in fact prove true, they would become the vanquished.
They were the sprinkler brigade, the tip of the spear that would be used against the hippie Nazis.
Put silver wings on my son's chest. He'll never pass his history test. It makes me sad to see him crying as he gets soaked for Palestine.
By the way, my column for the Herald was posted on the Herald website a couple of hours ago. It's now, you can read it for free at HowieCarshow.com, HowieCarshow.com. It's right at the top of the front page. Protesters get doused by reality, or some such headline. I think it's a pretty good column.
Hi, Howie. Governor Patrick calling. There you go again, making sport of WBR and those poor folks who just lost their jobs. You should lay off. Ooh, poor choice of words. Oh, well, we're going to be fine.
Who's going to set up a site on GiveSendGo to get some money to give the remaining survivor Stalinists at WBUR to make sure they have some instant Nescafe or a nice big jar of Nestle's instant coffee. It won't take the place of Pete's, but they'll know how the other 85-90% of Americans live.
I'll always remember where I was when the sprinklers came on, man.
This stuff just writes itself, doesn't it? It really is the feel-good story of the week, I think.
We all know Brandon is in the final stages of dementia, but how stupid is his staff to continue to include instructions in the teleprompter?
I know. How many times do you have to get burned? Having him talk about how much he's reduced the debt/deficit, as he calls it, he's got all these different numbers that he comes up with, all of which are lies, and saying that he's reduced the deficit or reduced the debt. I mean, the national debt is now $34-35 trillion. It was under $30 trillion when he took over. And he's claiming that he's a big cutter. Sometimes he says he cut it 1.7 billion, trillion, million. He has no clue what he's saying. Where are the fact checkers? Did they all get laid off too, along with the everybody at WBUR and everybody at Intercon, sports radio? Are they all get laid off too? They're all fired.
April Harvard sprinkler showers. Bring May Hamas supporters.
Like I said, you can make anything work with this story. I just hope that, let's hope for a real cold snap tonight. Get it under 32 so that they can just freeze them out.
Pelosi again has crawled out of her wine glass to trash Netanyahu and give Hamas a pass. In joining with Chuck, yet another schmuck, she's solidifying her fame as a pompous ass.
Yes, she is. She's the worst. She's even older than Biden. I think she may be just about as senile as he is.
Oh, I can't believe they soaked us with the sprinklers. I'm not due to take a shower for another 6 months. Oh.
No, I think, I've told you before that Dapper O'Neill, when he was running for mayor of Boston in 67, he used to be in the sound truck going down Tremont Street, and the hippies would be camped out on the common. And he would yell at him through his bullhorn, "When I'm elected mayor, you damn hippies are going to get a good bath and a shave." I tell you, his shade, his ghost, was enjoying the hell out of that this morning on the Harvard campus in Cambridge.
Supreme Court Judge Jackson asked, "What's to prevent a president from doing whatever they want?" Joe Biden replied, "Absolutely nothing."
Right, exactly. We don't have any cuts from the Supreme Court hearing, but I heard that she was just as dumb as ever. She's the KJP of the U.S. Supreme Court. She couldn't spell cat if you spot her to the C and the T.
Lovey, I can't believe all these protests happening at the Ivy League campuses. One thing's for sure, though, you won't find any Deerfield graduates there. The Ivy League is Deerfield kryptonite.
Actually, no, but, hey, I don't care. I don't care. It's, nobody's losing anything by not going to the Ivy Leagues anymore, if they ever did.
I'm wondering where in the Gettysburg Address would be the best place to insert the word pause.
It really is amazing. I mean, you understand, why they did that. He was, they were supposed to start the chant. But he's so dumb. Not dumb. He's so senile. He can't. He can't deal with it. He can't accept any kind of stage directions. It's, It's worse than anything with anything in Ron Burgundy. Ron, the truth is stranger than fiction once again.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
603 says the secret key is the space bar. Biden will stop talking until the next words appear. Yeah, that's true. But on the other hand, I don't think he really has much of a concept of what the teleprompter is when he tells the guy to push the teleprompter back. That just doesn't work. I've never heard anybody on TV. Have you ever? No anchor. Even the tiniest market anchor knows that you don't push the teleprompter back. That's why you have hard copy in your hands, in case something happens with the teleprompter. All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message anytime between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time every weekday. The Chump Line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you'd just like to hear a second brand new Chump Line every evening, you can. We have one every weeknight anyway. It's called Chop Chumps. It's posted every evening around 7 o'clock Eastern Time, and it includes all the messages we didn't have room for or time for just now. You can get the second Chump Line of the day, Chop Chumps, wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Northeast Hair Restoration. This April and May, save $1,000 off their new PFE hair restoration procedure and listen to my Meet the Expert podcast with the doctors. You'll find out a lot about hair restoration that you didn't know and all the advances that have been made in recent years. It's easier than ever to get your hair restored and quicker than ever. Go to PFEHair.com or call 1-800-208-HAIR. That's 1-800-208-HAIR. I'm Howie Carr.
That night, the 6th Sprinkler Battalion sat in readiness, knowing if the freeze warning did in fact prove true, they would become the vanquished.
Get a crash course from the captain on everything he's talking about in today's show.
Go to HowieCarshow.com and click on today's edition of Howie's Homework.
You'll be up to speed on today's news in no time.
Howie Carr is back.
Texter told me, Howie, you're getting your wish tonight. It's going down to 32. Actually, not quite, but it's going to be even colder tonight in Cambridge than it was last night. It got down to 36 last night. I looked at the Weather Channel, the hourlies. 4 a.m., 35 degrees. 5 a.m., 34 degrees. 6 a.m., 34 degrees. Why don't they hold off on the sprinklers till 4 o'clock when it gets down to 35 degrees? 844-500-4242. Today's poll question is brought to you by Perfect Smiles. Don't be fooled by imposters with similar names. If you're unhappy with your smile, you need to visit Dr. Bruce Houghton in Nashua. Call 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE or visit PerfectSmiles.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is when will Columbia University President Manoush Shafiq be fired? By the end of next week, by the end of the summer, or she won't be fired?
I'm going to say by the end of the summer.
8% say by the end of the summer, 18% say by the end of next week, and 74% don't believe she's going to be fired.
She does have two things going for her. She wasn't born in the United States of America, and she's a Muslim. Those are her two big pluses. But Claudine Gay had a lot going for her, too. She was black, and she was Haitian, and she was dumb as a rock. But I think that that applies to all of these college presidents. They're all of equal intelligence or lack thereof. 844-500-4242. I wanted to play some of these cuts from Biden yesterday. We played some of them or versions of them. Just three cuts here. It really bugs me. I don't know why, because I'm not a good union man, but I was a member of a union for a long time. And again, I have the union pension to prove that I'm a union guy. And it really bugs me to hear him claim that he's a union guy. I don't know why, for some reason. But this is, and to hear him talking about how, you know, he's a working class guy and he comes out of the working class. His father didn't own the dealership, but he was the manager of the dealership. And yet he's telling us somehow that he was a victim of snobbery when he was a kid. But anyway, let's hear him from yesterday. This is Biden, cut one.
I'm so damn proud to be with you, and I really mean it. And I'm proud to be with you. All my relatives, my grandpa, and everybody else up, and they're all gone now. But in Scranton, I had an uncle used to say, "Joey, you're belt buckle to shoe sole union."
You're belt buckle to shoe sole union. Now here he is. Now here he is, the working class hero. Again, he was middle class to upper middle class in wherever he was living. His father ran a car dealership. That's not somebody who's up from a hard scrabble background. I mean, he may not be a DuPont or a Rockefeller, but he's not poor. Cut two.
And we all grew up. We all grew up. The folks who sort of looked down on us because of what our dads did.
They looked down on him because his father ran a car dealership. I don't think so, because of what our dads did. Cut three.
Folks, we all know people like Trump who look down on us, don't we? We all know somebody we grew up with like that.
How does he know that Trump looks down on these people? Why do the people that are at the construction sites seem to like Trump a lot more than they seem to like Biden? Maybe because Trump would know how to put a hard hat on the right way rather than backwards. Edward, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Edward.
Hey, Howie. Listen, just wanted to talk about
the hippies?
What was it, hon? What's that?
The hippies?
Yeah, the hippies.
Go ahead.
The showers, yeah. I think the showers, when they put the buckets on top, I think that's pretty much a heavy duty bidet.
You know, a couple of people have suggested that. I didn't really want to go there myself, but it's occurring. It's a thought that's occurring to assorted people. 978, can we set up a give, send, go for one-way flights to Palestine for these college kids? Again, I talk about the man bun brigade. What do you call the male scarf that they wear around their heads? Kifa, something like that. We need the name for a brigade. The American Hamas Brigade. Let them go. Let them go fight. They're looking for a few good men in Rafah. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Boston police forcibly removed pro-Palestinian tent encampment at Emerson College. More than 100 arrested. And then there's a Boston Globe subhead. Emerson student captures video of officers swarming protesters on the ground. In the video, three officers can be seen tussling with the person who was apparently trying to That's very quickly written. They wanted to get it up to smear the cops, to hide in a tent in the Boylston Place alley. So what? They were trying to escape. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Before we get back to the calls, I want to play another couple of cuts here, or at least one more cut. You know, Andrew Weissman, he was the real head of the Russian collusion hoax frame job that failed against Donald Trump because there was no Russian collusion. Remember that? And the mainstream media all took part in the hoax and then gave themselves Pulitzer Prizes for promoting a hoax. And so now Andrew Weissman has been rewarded for his disgraceful, despicable performance trying to frame a president of the United States for a crime he didn't commit by getting a nice gig at one of the cable news channels, state run. And so he was commenting on the testimony of David Pecker from the National Enquirer about how they tried to make sure that Trump knew what was what the scandalous stories were, as if the National Enquirer, especially in its current parlous state, even 7-8 years ago, had as much power as all of state-run media trying to frame Donald Trump. He's shocked that the National Enquirer would try to help Donald Trump when all of state-run media was making stuff up, fabricating stories day after day, or pushing fabricated stories that were created by Hillary Clinton's campaign with laundered money. In other words, exactly what Trump is being charged with, only much worse. But no one was ever prosecuted in Hillary Clinton's case. They had to pay a minuscule, by political standards, fine of about $100,000 for lying to the FEC. But listen again, this is a sick bastard, Andrew Weissman. He's just a key sinister figure in lawfare. He was one of the guys. He's been overturned in the Supreme Court on 9-0 votes on occasion before he failed to prosecute or persecute Donald Trump. Cut 13.
I thought what David Pecker said was truly shocking. Truly. And the only reason that I think we're maybe a little bit inured to what he had to say is because of Fox News and Dominion. Let's step back. What he said was that a media outlet, even if it's considered maybe a down market media outlet, was in cahoots with one political candidate. That is what happens in Russia. That is not what is supposed to happen
here.
That's
what happens in Washington.
You may accuse, for instance, news outlets for having biases, but that is far different than having an explicit agreement with a candidate to only promote stories that help him, to squash stories that would hurt him, and to disseminate stories that are denigrating your political opponents.
This is this week's projection of the week. Everything he said applies on steroids to all of the people that he leaked to over the years, with stories that were fabricated out of thin air. How many do I have to submit the P-tapes? The $11 billion bribe to Carter Page, the visit of Michael Cohen to Prague. I mean, everything in the 37 pages of the Steele dossier, so-called, was fabricated and made up by a guy who was a suspected Russian agent and a drunk driver and a Hillary Clinton operative who was also paid by the Russians, a drunk driver, from the North Shore of Massachusetts by the name of Chuck Dolan, who later ended up at UMass, not on the payroll, but as an unpaid advisor at UMass. 844-500-4242. Here's another one I wish I'd got into my column. 401. I can't wait to hear the new Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young song, Four Sprinkled in Harvard Yard. Oh, man. You're writing on deadline. You can't get it all in, right? This summer I hear the drum and four sprinkled in Harvard Yard. Four sprinkled in Harvard Yard. By the way, you could read my column. It doesn't have four sprinkled in Harvard Yard, but it does say I love the smell of H2O in the morning and laser-guided sprinklers. I didn't detonate the sprinklers either. That's another regret. But most of it is there. Most of it is there. You can go to HowieCarsShow.com and read the column about the terrible war crimes that were committed against the hippie Nazis last night, or this morning, I should say, in Harvard Square. We're keeping our fingers crossed for this morning. Maybe we'll get last blast of old man winter and we can get it under 32 degrees. And turn those showers into snow showers. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. 508 says, yeah, Biden was so union, he stopped the Keystone Pipeline and killed 11,000 union jobs. Those are facts. Yeah, a lot of them were the laborers' union after he gave the mayor of Boston a job as who was the president of a local labor's union, Marty Walsh. He gave him a job as Secretary of Labor. Marty said nothing. That's how much he cared about his brothers and sisters, as they say. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Oh, yeah, I just wanted to follow up on your point about Weissman and the investigations, how people are scandalized that Trump paid the National Enquirer to try to suppress some stories, but the FBI went ahead and suppressed Hunter Biden's laptop and Ashley Biden's diary for free on all social media platforms. Right. That's all I had to
say. And I think the FBI also knew that the Steele dossier was false too. Before the election, I mean, in this case it didn't work, but they knew that was fake. They fired Steele because they knew he was unreliable and they knew he was leaking to the press. Yeah, no, those are very good points. Yeah, it's okay to suppress news if you're suppressing it for the right reasons. Chris, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chris.
Add Donna Brazile being on the ABC payroll, giving the questions to the debate to Hillary Clinton on that pile there. Quick point. Bill Clinton, when he was president, signed an executive order concerning terrorist groups. And it was updated by George W. Bush a few years later. And as you can imagine, Hamas, ISIS, Hezbollah are all on that list. And what this executive order allows the federal government or compels the federal government to do is that if any group or organization is found supporting those groups in this country financially, the federal government can go after these groups and seize their money. And as you know, those tents weren't paid for by passing the hat, the food, those sandwiches, the right. nuts and fruits and all the other assortments, plus bailing these jerks out of jail.
Right.
I caught myself there. And all of that is done by Soros groups. My point is, Howie, if Trump is smart, he'd say, look, you know, first thing we're going to do is we're going to find those groups that were supporting a terrorist organization in this country to spew anti-Semitic, anti-American, anti-government vile and tie up our higher education systems. And just wanted people to know that that is on the books and it's been on the books under Democratic and Republican presidents.
Yeah, but I mean, it's, you know, a lot of stuff's been on the books. I mean, the you know, it's supposedly against the law for these groups to dip into the NSA records on American citizens, but they do it anyway, millions of times a year, Chris.
Sure, they do, and one of the reasons these people are so hysterical is that I think Trump, sadly, has learned a very painful lesson about
yes.
who controls the information, and when he gets his hands on it, he'll have his, as they say, justice against these people, and that's why they're so frantic, because the economy's bailing out again today, given the low growth numbers and the high debt numbers. And no matter what they do, they see what's coming, and they can't print enough ballots to cover it.
I hope you're right, Chris. I hope they can't print enough ballots to cover it. But, you know, it's, I mean, again, we can't risk it. If this were an honest election, or if we had an honest Democrat Party and we had the same election system we had even like 30 or 40 years ago, I would say Trump's a shoo-in. There's no way a guy that's this senile and this terrible. I mean, it's like Bill Barr said. I mean, to reelect Biden is national suicide, and he hates Trump. But I think that's not an overstatement, an exaggeration. It's national suicide to continue this. The country is in immeasurably worse shape than it was just 3.5 years ago. Think of the damage. Not him, but his handlers, because he doesn't know when the sun comes up. He doesn't know or goes. He knows when the sun goes down that he's all done for the day. He's all done, period, anyway. But, you know, he can't be allowed to be the figurehead. He's got to be ousted from the White House. We need an American, a sentient American in the White House. And we need sentient Americans controlling Congress, too. And we need to appoint some sentient Americans to the federal bench. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr. The Howie Carr Show is back.
844-500-4242. To say that the National Enquirer, even at its heyday, you know, when they were printing pictures of Elvis in the casket and selling 6 million copies a week, they still didn't compare to the other media. And again, the other media have shrunk as well, but the National Enquirer, there's nothing left. There wasn't anything left in 2016. It's they're shadows. They're all those supermarket tabloids. Some of them have gone out of business. The ones that remain are shadows of their former self. And it's meaningless to compare them. And for Weissman, who was involved in state-run media up to his eyeballs, to be shocked, deeply shocked, he's utterly shameless. He's an apartchik. He's part of agitprop for the Democrat Party. 844-500-4242. 617, having those sprinklers giving the filthy, greasy protesters showers puts a whole new meaning to the song Dirty Water by the Standells. Rick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rick.
Hey, how you doing, Howie? Let me turn my thing off. You there?
I'm here.
Hey, Howie. Nice to talk to you. I go all the way back to you from Jerry Williams with the seatbelt stuff. You know, so it's nice. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you.
I just want to know why Adam Schiff and all his thing with this, you know, we've got all this information and all this, and just wait for, just wait. We're coming out with it. How come that just completely went to pieces? How come that went to pieces?
Well, the thing is, he wasn't in court when he said that. He did lie. He lied to the American people over and over and over again. And they have loops of all of his lies. And he lied at the impeachment hearings for Donald Trump, the Ukraine impeachment hearing, where he just flat out made up what Donald Trump said at the hearing, and he never got called out on it. And, you know, God bless Steve Garvey, the Republican candidate for the Senate in California, the former great first baseman for the Dodgers. I mean, he's called him out in the debates that you lied over and over and over again. But there's a different standard for Democrats, Rick. There are no standards. If it weren't for double standards, the Democrats would have no standards at all. And lest we forget, he's from Framingham, Massachusetts, originally. So we bear some shame for his rise in politics, although we never voted for him. Walter, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Walter.
Hey, Howie, good show. Howie, regarding these college kids, the one word, because I've been thinking about it a while, that just keep coming back to is the disconnect, because, you know, a comment and a comment and a comment, three comments if I got time, but, you know, Howie, they keep on saying, you know, free Palestine, but they're really only getting half of it. You know, it's free Palestine from Hamas, you know, and I wonder, Howie, if any of the kids have ever seen the footage on 9/11 when, you know, the citizenry of the Lebanon and Palestine took to the streets with celebratory gunfire, and then later right. on in the day, you know, realizing it wasn't a good look, Yasser Arafat went on air to donate blood.
Right. Well, there were also Arabs in the United States, and you know, they said they gave Trump so much grief for saying he had seen Arabs in say Jersey City, right across the Hudson River, you know, yelling and screaming and celebrating, and they said, oh, he's lying, he's making it up, and it turned out they found archival footage from the New York TV station showing exactly what he said he had seen on TV. Walter, they were doing it here in the U.S.
I remember that. And the other thing, Howie, is, you know, the two-state solution, the Middle East, you know, grind, what have you, was really at a standstill. And Hamas, Hezbollah, and the evil theocracy to the east, they say they planned October 7th for 3 to 5 years, Howie.
Yes.
And they knew if they did this that Palestine was going to get hammered, reduced to rubble, there would be famine, the youngest, the oldest, and the sickest would suffer the most. They knew it, and they said, do it.
You know what I think, Walter? I think it, people have made this point. The Iranians are willing to fight to the last Arab. The Iranians are not Arabs, and they're not Sunni Muslims either. They're Shiite Muslims. Very big difference. But they got all the money, so they're willing to support all these proxies. Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthis. I'm Howie Carr.